From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Kenneth C. Crowe II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. The 59-year-old McLaughlin said in a statement, and I quote, "My doctors are mapping out a course for treatment and recovery, which we will be pursuing. Fortunately, my doctors believe they detected the prostate cancer early and believe there is a very good chance of beating back the cancer," end quote. McLaughlin said he will work through the cancer treatment. McLaughlin said in a statement, and I quote, "My diagnosis is a reminder of how prevalent prostate cancer is and that so many are at risk for diseases of this type. Early detection can save lives and beat cancer. I urge everyone to get a preventative checkup with their doctor to stay healthy and detect early," end quote. McLaughlin's trial on felony charges of allegedly misusing campaign funds and falsifying campaign financial reports is scheduled to begin January 23, 2023. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Berkshire Eagle reports that Troy Sargent, 38, of Pittsfield, was sentenced to 14 months in prison on December 12th for his role in the January 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Sargent pleaded guilty to felony charges of assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers during the January 6th attempted coup and also civil disorder and four related misdemeanor offenses. Around 2:30 p.m. during the melee, Sargent swung his open hand toward a U.S. Capitol police officer, striking him. The officer then told Sargent and others around him, and I quote, "Do not start attacking people," end quote. Soon after, Sargent swung at the same officer, but instead hit someone in the crowd. He later wrote on social media, and I quote, "I got two hits in on the same rookie cop," end quote. In addition to prison time, Sargent must complete 2 years of supervised release and pay $500 restitution and a $285 special assessment. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. The Daily Freeman reports that Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a bill from State Senator Michelle Henchy from Saugerties promoting greater use of New York-grown industrial hemp. The bill, S-8496, instructs the Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets, in collaboration with the Urban Development Corporation, the State Hemp Work Group, and industry representatives, end I quote, "to develop a plan to expand market opportunities for industrial hemp that would increase its use in manufacturing and construction materials, including packaging, textiles, and hempcrete," end quote, according to Henchy's office. New York legalized cannabis last year, but hemp lacks the tetrahydrocannabinol that gets people high. Hemp can be made into rope, textiles, clothing, shoes, food, paper, bioplastics, insulation, and biofuel. Henchy said in a statement, and I quote, "Hemp is the material of the future, and positioning New York as a leading producer of the world's industrial hemp supply is a winning strategy for fighting the climate crisis, bringing large-scale economic development to New York's rural communities, and unlocking new revenue sources to put our farmers in a better financial position," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I'm proud that my hemp bill has been signed into law, directing our state to seek strategic collaborations to help us usher in a new era of manufacturing power, product creation, and rural economic development around an industry that is nearly untapped around the world," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that residents of Greenville, Westerlo, Cairo, and Durham heard some kind of loud noise on December 10th that is so far unexplained. Greene County Emergency Services Director John P. Farrell Jr. said, and I quote, "We took one call from a resident in the area of Route 67 and Route 41 stating they heard a loud explosion from the southwest that shook his house. A patrol car was sent and cleared with no disposition, which usually means it was unfounded," end quote. On social media, many theories circulated about the boom. A woman in Durham said it rattled her windows. A woman in Cairo said it startled her dog, so it fell off the sofa, while a Westerlo man speculated about an earthquake. But the U.S. Geological Survey did not report any earthquakes in the area. A Greenville man suggested it was a rare, and I quote, skyquake, end quote, but the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration spokesperson, John Moore, said that the National Weather Service in Albany did not receive any reports of the boom. Without any answers, a man from Cairo speculated a literary source. He said, and I quote, "We have heard of these before. I always just figure it's old Rip Van Winkle playing some ninepins," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.